So the more I thought about it, I started getting out, perhaps as others of you, if you don't maybe quite understand how sometimes the old English is written, a lot of time even the sentence isn't correctly. If you're an English student and you learned how to diagram sentences and nouns and adjectives and adverbs and all of that, it can sound pretty confusing. So I began looking through some other translations. And the NIV says, when hard pressed. Anybody ever get hard pressed in your life? Oh, I'm so glad you came today, because I'd really hate to preach this to the wreaths on the front door. You know, it's good, because we've all been put under pressure, been under pressure. I cried to the Lord, and he brought me into a spacious place. So there's that large place. Now we're talking about a spacious place, and I thought, well, that's not really particularly helpful. I'm still not getting any understanding. And I sensed the Spirit say, don't go on to the next one until I show you what this one's about. So I just put my pen down, and I just sat in my little study at home, and I thought, what is this spacious place? So he began to enlarge my understanding a little bit. So I'm going to read to you what I received during that waiting on the Lord time, because I didn't understand when you cry unto the Lord, he'll give you a spacious place. I couldn't connect that. I didn't understand part one with part two. Freedom in Christ is not only spiritual, but also emotional and mental. In my own study, I'd almost overlooked the very theme of freedom. And when you're hard-pressed, you tend to be worried, anxious, concerned, maybe going like this or whatever else you do if you're nervous or concerned about something. But in Christ, our freedom that we have in Christ takes us to a realm that's so much bigger than we can even grasp. The psalmist expresses how God's deliverance creates space. Freedom from oppression, freedom from anxiety, and limitations. In Christ there's no limit. I mean, you can fill a large space with worry, you can fill a large space with fear, you can fill a large space with anxiety, but God is saying, why not fill it with peace? Why not fill that space with joy? Why not fill that space with the fact that you're overcomers? Why not fill that space with the fact that you're more than conquerors? Why not fill that space with he's caused you to triumph in all things? We got to learn to expand. We sometimes, probably because maybe we don't understand how we create spaces in the way we think. We create spaces that don't need to be created, because we make a mountain out of a molehill sometimes. I don't know if that's biblical or not, but the principle of it certainly is. We make something to be more than it is. And if we would remember this, freedom from oppression, squeezed, pressed down, suppressed. Do you ever feel like that sometimes? And we know as believers, we're not supposed to be led by our feelings. We need to look beyond what's causing that. What's the reason behind that? And that's where you begin to be able to start better discerning. We need discernment. We know something's wrong, but we don't know what it is. And ask God to give us discernment. Sometimes it can be we can be listening to a spirit that we've not been able to discern. We're called to discern spirits and to speak to them. But that space includes there is no limitation in Christ. God is as big as your faith is willing to believe him for. and bigger. He's not just in the little things, but in the things you worry about and are concerned about the most. Our soul is no longer confined by fear. Your soul is your mind, your will, your intellect, your thought processes, your reasoning. All that stuff represents the soulish realm. And it's all, we could just all in our heads. But when we allow the spirit entrance, that opens up the unlimited power of the Spirit of God to move mightily on our behalf, and that's the large place. I should have said larger place, but I'm okay with large, because I didn't understand any of it to begin with. But now I can really much more clearly see that, because the key is crying out to the Lord. It's like, I know people who are ugly at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because when they get up in the morning, they decided they were going to have a bad day. And by three, they're still right in the middle of ugly. And if you don't do something about it, nighttime isn't going to get much better. Come on now. Why have a bad day? What's the point of that? You just make everybody around you miserable and you wallow in self-pity. Oh, woe is me. I like Joyce Meyer. What about me? What about me? What about me? She runs around on the stage and around the same obstacle, and that's her cry. What about me? What about me? Oh, don't you understand me? My problem. Maybe I don't, but the Lord does. Our soul is no longer confined by fear. Oh, yeah, and think about that verse. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. So why not think about that verse instead of thinking about fear? God didn't give us fear. The enemy did. So what do? We start remembering Bible verses that we've learned. And that's a biggie. God didn't send that to me, so I know where it came from. Therefore, I don't have to listen to it. Therefore, I don't have to bow down and worship fear. Fear is a spirit. And once it gets a hold of our thinking, the whole rest of the body seems to follow. Because it's a routine pattern. Before we were saved, our brain thought it was God, and it ruled everything in our bodies. Like all our feelings and our emotions. Well, the brain don't like that, neither does the body, because it's got a new boss in town called the Holy Ghost. That's our liberator. That's our freedom bearer. We are released into a place of peace, purpose, and rest. And that's the place. That's the larger place. So before Huggy Break, that's a good place I'm going to leave it. Right there. Because there'll be another one after that that I'm going to hopefully have time to do, and if not, God will give us another time. But remember what Charlena said. She was setting us up for Huggy Break. Many of us, this is our family. A lot of us have family members that are so distant we hardly ever get to see them anymore. But you're our family. We're each other's family. And it's wonderful to have a few minutes to greet each other, chat a few minutes, give somebody a hug, and just savor this moment, because this doesn't happen just anywhere, but it happens here, because I learned after I got saved that hugs are far better than drugs.